closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show, almost 9:07-ish. I had to tend to something. No, yeah, I know. Then, what were you doing? I spilled coffee on a brand new tie. See the water spot here? It's a brand new tie. I dribble cupped coffee on my brand new tie. And darn it. I'm like a kid. I shouldn't even buy new clothes. Like in one day. Yeah, during the after show video, we'll have you zoom in like the Zapruder film and see if the coffee stain is still there. I've got a lot to get to, so I need to jump right into it. I am sure most people listening have either heard about or have seen for themselves the video. I'm not going to play it, but I don't think there's much value in playing the audio from the video I'm about to discuss, because the picture is really everything except for the woman's laugh. That is an important part of it. And I'm guessing that for most people, they are not here or listening to me right now. They are not hearing this story for the first time. It is the story of the Texas woman who was giddy with delight after she bought a Chewbacca Star Wars mask at Kohl's in Texas. And she's so geeked about it, she's in her car afterwards and she's doing the selfie video explaining it, and then she puts the mask on and it actually has this Wookiee sound effect. And it is hysterical. And she just thought it was so cool. She was just doing it for her friends. As of yesterday, this thing had almost 150 million views. Because it's infectious. I watched it the first time I watched it, which was Monday night. And I told my wife, come here. My wife had almost tears coming out of her eyes from laughing, because it is that funny. So now you're Kohl's, and Kohl's marketing force is based here in Wisconsin. This was in Grand Prairie, Texas. As of 2 days ago, it had 138 million views. I'm guessing it's closer to 150 million views now. Then there's a follow-up video that Kohl's did, where they came knocking at her door and they gave her all sorts of free stuff. Because in the video, she's like, well, I'll let my kids play with it, but it's mine. So they come with two masks for her kids and $2,500, a bunch of free stuff. I don't remember the tally. Okay, that was absolutely brilliant on their part. What they realized is, we couldn't possibly pay for this. She's been on Good Morning America, interviewed by National Public Radio. Yeah, it did look like a visit from the prize patrol. That's exactly what it looked like. You're exactly right, Earl. The executive director at the Jigsaw Agency, Milwaukee ad man Dave Hannigan, things like this don't come along every day. Imagine what the extrapolated value on that is, the media value. It's millions of dollars, easily millions. Okay. I think it's more than that. For that, Cole can chiefly thank the enthusiastic pain, now known worldwide as the Chewbacca Mom. I have several thoughts on this and the world that we live in today. Who was the big winner here? Was it Kohl's? No, it was the maker of the mask. As of Tuesday, it was sold out at Kohl's.com, Target.com, Walmart, and Toys R Us. But here's the point. That means initially she could have purchased that mask at Target.com, Walmart, and Toys R Us. But she didn't. She got it at Kohl's. So they gave her $2,500 in gift cards, 10,000 Yes to You points within our loyalty program. And this woman was just a dream come true. She's so real. She's so likable. She's real. She's honest. She's a mom. And I think that also appeals to Kohl's demographic. I mean, she's the Kohl's demo right there. Yes. And we're asked to do this in radio, create the hypothetical typical listener. Candace Payne is the hypothetical Kohl's customer. She's an absolute bullseye. Yeah, she's not a model mom that you see. She's a mom. She also, by the way, her appearance and mannerisms bear a striking resemblance to, this is how real she is, to a very good friend of my wife's and me. Especially her laugh. And it just, it absolutely is perfect. So now, this has 100, I'm guessing close to 150 million views. And she's basically a salesperson for Kohl's during that whole thing. I can't, you know, he says millions and millions of dollars. I think it has to be hundreds of millions of dollars. Because look at this. If you were going to turn it into a television ad, say that whole thing is a TV ad, okay? If it's smart, they will turn it into an ad. But here's my point. Let's just say that, was it a 4-minute video? Whatever. Let's say it's an ad. It has gotten what we in the biz call 150 million impressions. If they were going to pay a dollar an impression, that's $150 million. By the way, you would pay more than a dollar. I think it's got to be $300-400 million when you throw in, now that I'm talking about it and people all over the country are talking about it, she was on Good Morning America. I think it's incalculable. So let me tell you what's going to happen now, which is so stupid. Somebody's going to try to artificially do this. It happened after, as Earl mentioned earlier, with the ice bucket challenge. And I've been told, you got to come up with the videos that'll go viral. And the comparison I made is that's the old Groucho Marx jokes. I have to go rehearse my ad libs. It doesn't work that way. And I think the mistake a lot of people make is trying to create the next one. No. You got to see the next one when it comes. Now, for Kohl's, this is just a gift from the advertising gods. And the odds of these happening for another company, slight. But it might. Now you know what might have, you might have people go on and on about a store. Rather than the store do it, you might have people try to imitate her. So they'll get free stuff from their favorite store. But you're going to know if it's phony. Right now, I would argue that being able to make something go viral on your own is the advertising equivalent of fusion or the hydrogen car. You know, that at some point, it's just going to happen. Someone's going to figure it out. But I don't think anybody's going to figure out. They'll figure those two things out. I don't think they're ever going to figure out how to make something that happens organically happen artificially. Because if you remember the old TV show, Candid Camera, or even other realities, reality TV took off the way it did because people for a while believed that it really was reality, and they wondered what was going to happen. When something catches you by surprise, you can't create spontaneity. Right, Earl, you can't create, you won't believe this. If you could, then it by nature is believable. And these things come along, and then even in companies such as ours, people will sit around. How do we do that next one? You don't. Here's what. Let me ask you this. Was Kohl's just lucky? Was Kohl's lucky? Did they have anything to do with this at all? Earl says, no, I disagree. They had a loyal customer. People do this bass-ackwards. You need a good product in all advertising. You need a good product first. So good that you delight people. This woman was delighted. Now, she was delighted at the product and not really the store. But Kohl's did something where she bought it at Kohl's and not at Target and not at Toys R Us. She bought it at Kohl's. So this ad, this event didn't make her a loyal customer. She was a loyal customer. Did something right in the first place, at least as far as Candace Payne from somewhere Texas is concerned. And when you delight people, sometimes they show their delight. In the 21st century, they can show it to the world. So my advice, and that includes even for our company, is don't think about how to make these viral videos. Provide a product that makes people create viral videos. That's how it works. And that's why you can't create the next one of these. Because people have cause and effect screwed up here. But I guarantee, well, Juicy would have, you know, right now and other competitors to Kohl's, well, why didn't that happen to us? Because she didn't go to your store. You have to understand where it started. And that's the key. So, well, I'm not saying, Earl's like, that's not meant for the air. I figured that out all by myself. What did Earl say? He didn't say anything. He typed it, but I'm still not sharing it with you. All right, we'll get to toll roads and other stuff here coming up. It's 9:20.
For all things Jerry Vader, jerrybadershow.com.